His second question is about a person who has anxiety problem and he is depressed. They had given him antidepressants, but he doesn't want to take them because they have side effects. First of all, this is an illness that is found a lot among the people and in lesser degree among the Muslims. But it is rising among the Muslims because Muslims are getting away from Islam and an accurate and real and true Islam. Therefore, it is advisable that you consult a Muslim psychiatrist. And why do we insist on a Muslim psychiatrist? Because a Muslim who's practicing knows the ins and outs of the business and knows what is truly good for you and what is not. And if he gives you medication for your case, then it is a must for you to take it, providing that you do not have more knowledge than the psychiatrist. But if you do, then this is a different story. Most likely you don't. So you have to refer to the people of knowledge in order to seek your a cure and healing process through them. This doesn't mean that you do not follow the normal procedures in Islamic Sharia, which tells you to trust Allah, depend on Him, and have full reliance on Him. If you do this, you would not have anxiety attacks, nor depression. A person who knows that nothing would happen except that which Allah Azza wa Jal has decreed 50,000 years before Allah created the creation. Would he have fears from going out? Definitely not. If he gets these anxiety attacks saying that maybe you go out and a car would run you over, or there someone would shoot you. All of this is nonsense, because I'm here in my studio talking to you. All of a sudden, maybe a big light from the ceiling would come and fall on my head and I would die. So in this case, I shouldn't be doing this. It can happen anywhere. If you have full trust and dependence and reliance on Allah Azza wa Jal, you will not have any worries. Because whenever these anxiety attacks come to you, you say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. This is shaitan. He's the one who is steering the wheel and driving me to such depression. Secondly, do a lot of ruqya. Bring water, recite Fatiha, Ayatul Kursi, the last two ayahs of Surah Al-Baqarah, the last three quls of the Quran, 7 times. After each time, blow on the water and drink a lot of it in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, before you go to bed. Thirdly, make a lot of dua in your sujood. Oh Allah, strengthen my iman, strengthen my tawakkul and dependence on you, and you will see miracles, inshallah, within few days.